Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Yo, what up? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I am your host, Trent Shelton. Listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you for rocking with me today. As always, make sure you hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram, at Trent Shelton. Share these to your stories. Share your takeaways. Make a video. Take a screenshot so I can reshare it. I try to reshare as many as I can. Get in my inbox. Let me know your feedback. Let me know your takeaways. So I know what really stuck with you. Also, if you can, find one person to share this episode with, because today might not be all for you, but I guarantee you today that there's something in this podcast, trust me, because it's about to get real, that somebody that you know and love, they need, from your kids, to your mom, to your dad, to your coworkers, etc. Today, we are going to talk about, I'm excited about this, for the last 13 years, I've been doing this. We're going to talk about becoming people smart. For the last 13 years, that's been my main message, to become people smart. Because when we become people smart, we protect our life, right? We protect our heart. And it's okay to do those things. It's okay to guard your heart. It's okay to protect your life. It's okay to question things. It's okay to ask, like, what does this person want from me? Because when you become people smart, you live a more fulfilled life. You can think about it right now. When you think about the hard times in your life, usually it was caused by a person. Let's be real. Usually when your heart was broke or your trust was taken advantage of, it was because of a person. And I recently read an article, and this was super dope. It like warmed my heart. I read an article and it said the most successful people in the world are people that are people smart. The most successful people in the world, we used to think it was emotional intelligence, but what it is relational intelligence. And there's a book called Relational Intelligence that's a really cool book to read. Relational intelligence means that you're people smart, means that you know where to place people in your life, means that you're a detector of fakeness, of realness. You understand exactly what your life needs. You understand exactly who people are to enter your life. You understand that, you know, where you place people in your life matters. And a lot of times we misplace people. We give associates the title of a friend. And we expect an associate to be there like a friend. And we get mad when that associate doesn't show up like a friend. We misplace people. A lot of times we give people titles that they don't deserve. Say amen if you feel me. A lot of times we give people opportunities in our life that they haven't earned. A lot of times we get people positions in our heart that they haven't earned. I know I've been guilty of that. That's why I'm so, man, adamant about being people smart. I had a best friend commit suicide because he wasn't so people smart. He wasn't able to detect that this wasn't good for his life, that that wasn't good for his life, that this person wasn't good for his life. And so many people are in depression because they aren't people smart. So today, I'm going to help you become better at being people smart. And we're going to focus on four things, okay? Four things that people will do when they want to use you. As a disclaimer, you can have people do these four things that want the best for your life. But as my mother always told me, I believe it's a gift that she passed on to me, trust your discernment. Trust the energy that somebody gives you. Vibes do not lie. Energy does not lie. When you look somebody in their eyes and something seems off, it probably is because something in their soul is off. But oftentimes we ignore that. We ignore that because of the voids in our life. We ignore that because we want certain opportunities. We ignore that because we want to see the good in people, right? Sometimes you got to see the good in the person, but also you got to see the truth in that person.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
You got to understand that everything isn't for you that comes to your life. And so today we're going to focus on that. So number one, when somebody wants to use you, okay? And again, don't overthink this. But I do want you to be hyper aware of certain things. I don't want you to overthink and be like, okay, everybody in my life is trying to use me. I don't want that from here, from this podcast episode. But I do want you to become better at being people smart. And I do want you to become hyper aware. And I do want your discernment to grow. You better to trust your discernment a lot better. Okay, so number one, let's get into this. A person that wants to use you, they want to secure your insecurities. And some of you might be thinking right now, let me back up a moment. Like, Trent, why would somebody want to use me? I ain't got nothing going on in my life. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Let me tell you something. You might not be aware of how beneficial your life is, but when somebody wants to use you for whatever reason, and there's so many reasons, they are very aware of what you got going on in your life. Some of you are very successful and you don't even know it. Some of you are tied to success and you don't even know it. Some people want to be around you because of what surrounds you. Some people want to be around you, you hear me? Because of what surrounds you. They want your connections. They want to get around your life because they want to use you for certain things. So understand, you got something to offer. If you got breath in your body, you have something to offer. Number one, they want to secure your insecurities. This is a person that wants to know all about your past. This could be for relationships. They want to know all about your past relationship, your past friendships, your past business partnerships that went wrong. I'm not talking about somebody who genuinely wants to know. But I'm talking about somebody who wants to know because they want to know exactly what not to do to make sure they do the opposite to gain your trust. Because you have to understand this. Somebody wants to gain your trust because they know without your trust, they will never be able to truly enter your heart. I always use the front door analogy with my mother, right? If you were in my mother's house, that means that she trusted you. If you were upstairs, that means that she loved you. But my mom would not let anybody in the house. You'd be talking through her through the front door. If she opened the door for you, she trusts you a little bit. And it's the same with our life. You have to realize somebody wants to do the exact things, the exact opposite things of what hurt you. So you might tell somebody, for me, for example, right? I know I've told people in my past that, man, this person did me wrong in business, right? This person did me wrong in my life. And the people that came into my life to use me, they made sure they did the opposite. So I wouldn't question them. You see it in relationships all the time, right? It might be a support thing. You might tell somebody, man, my friends, they never support me. So that person that wants to use you, they're going to support you like hell on social media. They're going to like everything. They're going to do everything. So you can think, oh, this person is really for me. This person really has me. Because our brain automatically thinks if they do the opposite, they must be the opposite. And that's not the case. So if you have somebody that comes into your life quickly, that's asking all these questions to you, that's trying to ask you all about your past, that's interrogating you basically, I would be hyper aware of that person, especially when they ain't telling you nothing about their life. But I'm gonna be real. Sometimes they tell you some deep stuff about their life to make you open up a little bit more. Because again, their goal isn't that they just care about your life. Their goal is to gain your trust. So they know if they do everything right that was wrong in your past, they do everything right, you're going to be more open to trust them. You're going to be more open to open up the door in your life. Okay, so number one, they want to secure your insecurities. So if I'm you, when somebody new is coming into my life and I start to think about that and I start to see what they're doing, I don't tell them everything about my life. And sometimes, I'm going to be real, I don't like to lie, but I tell them a little pump fake. I tell them a little lie like, oh man, I'm insecure about this, just to see if they go out the way to try to secure my insecurities, because I know that's a red flag for me. That's a red flag that tells me this person might not be for me like they pretend to be. Okay? Number one, they want to secure your insecurities. Number two, this is a big one, man. When somebody wants to use you, they want to infiltrate your circle, okay? They want to infiltrate your circle. What does this mean? They want to get around the people that you love. They want to gain the trust of the people that you love. They want to make the people like them that you love. Why? It's not common sense. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's common sense.
Hey, you. Here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill, and guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time.
Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/hosts. That's airbnb.com/hosts to find out how much your home is worth.
They know if they can influence the people around you that influence your decisions, they know it's a higher percentage that they can stay around your life. Because even if you happen to question, dang, is this person real? You talk to the people that you love, those people are going to ride for that person because that person has made them feel supported. That person has made them feel loved. They like that person. So when you have questions, you see it all the time. Right? People always like in a relationship, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, right? People around you should like the person that you're with or around. But what I'm saying is when somebody goes out of the way, especially like I said, when they first meet you and they're doing everything. I've seen people try to befriend my assistants. I've seen people try to befriend my kids, do things for my kids, do things for Maria, like get around each other. I've seen people even want to make sure that, you know, the wives are friends and the kids play together, all these things so they can blend in everything. Because once it's blended, right, once people are connected like that, that deep, it's hard to disconnect from it. It's hard to really separate from it. And so my question to you, when you're going through these things or experiencing these things, be aware of that. Like, are you falling for that? And like I said, everybody that does this doesn't mean that they're bad, right? But I'm talking about over the top, right? Some people want you to be friends with their husband so they can stay connected to you. Right? Some people maybe want you to be friends, you're a guy listening to this, with their wife because they want to stay connected to you. And so many times we fall for that. There's a difference, and I want you to hear me. There's a difference between kindness and strategy. Okay? Now, somebody who truly has a heart and really just likes you, wants to be around you, sees the goodness in you, and you don't want nothing from you, really just wants to support you for real, they act out of kindness. And you can feel kindness. Like I said, you just trust the energy people give you. You can feel it. But there's some people that see you as strategy, a strategy to get what they want, right? Some people, you're part of the strategy. Your family's a part of the strategy. The people around you that you love, they're part of the strategy because they know they got to win all of these areas to make you trust them more so they can really take from your life and implement the plan that they have. Like, that's a part of the plan. So some people see you as strategy. And I'm just telling you, if you just step back for a moment, you think about and ask yourself, this person really care about me like that? You'll start to realize and see that they ain't doing things out of kindness. Some people are doing things out of strategy. Number three, when a person wants to use you, they want to pressure you into things too quickly, okay? And I've seen this in my own life over and over again. I've seen this because You got to realize the longer you sit with something, the more you become smarter about something, right? The longer you sit with something and analyze something, the more you might find the things that are wrong with that thing, or the more you might wake up and say, you know what, this isn't for me. But what a lot of people do is they pressure you to make decisions quickly. You know, that's happened plenty of times where people pressure me into making business decisions without the contract in place. Like, I got you, bro. We all good. Right? And they did all those other things, right? Got around my family, did all these other things. So I went ahead with it because I thought this person was for me, and I was dumb. I operated without contract. And it backfired on me months and years later because that person pressured me. I can name a person right now that y'all want to know that's a celebrity. That's a singer. But I ain't going to say their name. I ain't snitching. But they wanted to work with me years back. They wanted to do this motivational tour. And I already knew this person was kind of, you know, I just kind of felt that vibe was, and this person presented something to me, this business proposition to me. And I told him, hey, let me think about it. I'm actually out the country. Let me think about it. And let me just sit down with my family. The dude texts me back about 10, 12 hours later and says, man, you took too long. Never mind. And I already knew what he was trying. He wanted me to be like, nah, man. Like, okay, I'll do it. I was like, all right, cool. Guess it wasn't meant to be. Thank you, God. And I started to realize, okay, this person wanted to use me. Because somebody who really wants to work with you, somebody who's really for you, they're not going to pressure you to make a decision that quick, right? Because they want you to really feel comfortable. A person that's really for you is going to tell you to take your time. Hey, ask questions. If I ever come to you with something, something that I want to do with you, I'm going to tell you, man, overthink it. Take your time. Ask questions. Ask the people that you love. Ask strangers. Do your research. Take as much time as you need. But somebody that really wants to take advantage of you is going to make you feel guilty for taking time to make a life decision. Taking time to make a life decision. And I can't tell you how many times I've rushed life decisions because of that. And I end up finding out that this person or people, this company really wasn't for me. They were for themselves. So number three, somebody who wants to use you, they want to pressure you into things way too quick. Last but not least, number four, and all of these things are a part of becoming people smart. And again, the more you're people smart, right, the more you understand these things, and again, I don't want you to overanalyze, over-question. But actually, I do want you to overanalyze. But I don't want you to overthink things and overjudge things, right? Because again, there's some people that want the best for you that might do some of these things. But you have to sit back and become more relational intelligent. And the more relational intelligent you are, the more you can see these things from a mile away. Okay? Number four, someone who wants to use you, okay? They will always, especially in the world that we live in right now, Lord Jesus, they will always make themselves bigger than what they are. And so many times we fall for it because we don't do our due diligence on people. Because we allow them to rush us, we fall for their promises, potential, perfection, we fall for the presentation, all those things. We don't do our due diligence and we believe it. We believe it. If you just did your due diligence, if you just sit back and ask certain questions, you would realize that some things ain't adding up. And this is one thing that I've never really felt for. I'm going to be real with you. Because I'll sit back and be like, that don't add up. You know, you got all this, but it don't really equal out. Something ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, common sense tells me that this ain't right. But too many times we fall for that. So somebody wants to use you will make themselves bigger than what they are. Because why? They want to play a mind game with you to make you think that you need them. right? They want to make you insecure of your success. And they don't do this blatantly, but they level up themselves is what I call it. They one up you is what I call it. Meaning that they're always going to make sure that they seem more intelligent, more smart, like they have it all figured out, better at business, better at this, better at that, to make you feel like you need them. Because they know if you feel like you need them, then you're going to go with them, right? You're going to follow them. You're going to open up to them. And that's when they got you. So if it doesn't add up, right, I will be asking questions. A lot of times those same people also, they make themselves the solution to your life. That's another reason why they interrogate you, ask you questions. Then they go do their research. And listen, this ain't everybody. Some people are the solution to your life, right? And again, this podcast episode isn't a one fits all type of thing. But I just want to help you become better people smart. You know what I mean? But that's why you get a lot of interrogation. You got to be aware of this. They ask you all these questions because what some people do is they might not have a clue on how to help you. But what they do is they do their research. They go study some things, right? They position themselves as an expert on some certain things. So say you might know nothing about finances, right? They probably know nothing about finances. What they're going to do is they're going to spend the next month researching finances, becoming a financial expert to tell you things that seem good to get your trust, like they know business, and this is going to happen, right? Or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's not business. Maybe it's the social media, right? They know nothing about social media, but maybe they do their little research, go to YouTube University, gain some research, some knowledge about some little things that you know nothing about. They present it to you in the perfect way, and you're like, oh, man, this person, they're the solution to my questions. They're the solution to my voids. They're the solution to my insecurities, and you fall for that. And you fall for that. And then what do? You open up your life, right? What do? You go in business with them. What do? You become best friends with them. What do? Right? You give all your secrets to them. And then that's when they got you. That's when they got you. They want to make you think they're a benefit to you. And I want you to hear me clear with this, y'all. I want you to hear me clear. And I just hope that this really, man, I know this is helping you or somebody in your life. Like, if I had any type of teenager kid in college, any person, adult, whatever, they would be listening to this podcast episode. Because I cannot tell you that this is the blueprint or formula to really protect your life, to really gain better discernment. But I want you to hear me on this. People that want to use you, and this is still a part of number four. This is 4B. They'll make you think they're a benefit to you. All right? They'll make you think that. Again, they'll position themselves as an expert. They'll position themselves as a know-it-all. They'll position themselves as they got it all together. They'll position themselves as they got all the answers. Or they'll do all the right things. They'll position themselves by doing all the right things when they aren't right. Right? They'll do all the right things except the one right thing that matters. But they'll make you think they're a benefit to your life, a benefit to you, when really, in reality, you're the benefit. Oh, man. They'll make you think that they are a benefit to you when you're the benefit to them. And you think that you need them. When in reality, they really need you. And too many times we fall for that crap. And we end up losing ourselves, end up not trusting people, end up becoming cold-hearted because we get done wrong over and over and over again. Like, this episode gives you no excuse no more. Like, just by these four things, you become more people smart automatically. Your people smartness, if that's even a word, is upgraded. Just by understanding these four things. And you should question it. I want to reiterate that. You should question it. You should ask yourself, what does this person want from me? Why does this person want to be around my family so much? Like, why does this person want to help me? You know, I had somebody want to do something for, I'm not even going to say for because I don't want to, they might listen. I had somebody want to do something for somebody that I love, and I said no. Because I already saw what was coming. I knew they were going to do something for somebody that I love, so that person that I love can be like, oh my gosh, they're so awesome. That can persuade me once they have an ask of me, that can persuade me to go with them because they did that. And I'm not saying, you know, that's not the right thing to do, bring value to people. I bring value to people all the time, but I do it not in hopes of a return of anything. I do it because I really believe in them. I do it because I really want to support them. If I want to do a business with a person, I don't look at them as a strategy. I look at them as a human, and I let them know, like, this is what I want to do with you. This is what we can do together. I'm not coming to you because I think that I could use you to benefit myself. I'm coming to you because I believe us with each other, we can benefit not just ourselves, but the world. But a lot of insecure people that try to make you feel insecure yourself to take advantage of you will never operate like that. So number one, let's recap this. Number one, they want to secure your insecurities, right? The presentation is always going to favor you. I want you to understand that. The presentation is always going to favor you. What I mean by that, I talked about this in a previous episode podcast. I don't know what number it was. I talked about the three P's when people are trying to take advantage of your life. Don't fall for these three P's: promises, perfection, potential, presentation, right? Maybe that's four P's. I might have four in there. The presentation, right? The presentation when somebody wants to use you is always going to look perfect. It's like going to a job interview, right? You're always going to present the best version of yourself. So when somebody presents you something, it's always going to favor you at first. I've had companies come to me that gave me things that favored me at first, and then once I got with them, it wasn't favoring me at all, right? That back end of the contract wasn't favoring me at all. The front end was, the things that looked pretty. And it's the same thing in life, the same thing in business. So you got a future thinking, ask yourself, okay, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, okay, once I make this decision, what's going to happen? Does it really favor me then? Because the presentation is always going to favor you. Because they want you. They want to take advantage of you. They want to gain your trust. Okay, so number one, they want to secure your insecurities. Number two, they want to infiltrate your circle. If you have somebody that's doing the most with trying to get around people that you love and care about, I would be very aware of that person. Facts. If they're doing unnecessary things, and it ain't just because they got a kind heart, it's probably because they got a deceitful one. And again, that ain't one shoe fits all, but I would be very aware. Three, they want to pressure you into things too quickly. If you have somebody that's always trying to put pressure on you to make a decision, I will be very aware. Somebody who truly cares about you will never press you to make a life decision. They're going to tell you to take your time. Number four, they want to make themselves bigger than what they are, right? They want to make themselves bigger than what they are, and they want to position themselves above you even when they're not, right? They want to position themselves as the solution to your problems, to your questions, to your life. Remember, they're not the benefit. You're the benefit. You're the benefit to them, and they know that. I want to leave you with this, man. And I hope that you became a little bit more people smart after today. But I want to leave you with this. Somebody who really wants to use you, and this quote wraps up this whole episode. Somebody who really wants to use you will always act like they're for you. Their presentation is for you. Their promises are for you. Their potential is for you. But their heart is against you. Their heart is far from it. Somebody who really wants to use you, they will act like they're for you. Their presentation is for you. Their promises are for you. Their potential is for you. But their heart is against you. Don't fall for it. And remember, the better you are with being relational intelligent, the better your life will be. Because life is about having the right people around you. Life is about being the right person to the people around you. It's about knowing what's real in your life. And that's when you will live a more beautiful life. I want to thank you for rocking with me today. And I just want to say this again. This isn't an episode to make you think like maybe one person does this. You're like, oh my gosh, I guess this person is bad. Again, trust your discernment. Trust your intuition. My discernment has never led me astray. And every time I ignored my discernment, I paid for it. I paid for it. Every time I ignored the things we talked about today, I paid for it. I don't want you to pay for it. Remember, there's nothing wrong with protecting your life. There's nothing wrong with deciding not to be used. It's nothing wrong with saying, just wait a minute, it's not the right time for me. Because people really care about you will respect you for making decisions that's best for you. People who really care about you, and please hear me when I say this, my friend, people who really care about you will respect you for making decisions that are best for you. They won't be angry at you. They won't make you feel guilty for it. They'll respect you for it because they truly want to see the best you. Don't find out the hard way, man. Stay loyal to your principles. Respect your boundaries. And like always, remember these five words. It all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Share this episode if you feel this episode. I would greatly appreciate it. Let's get it. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk because I was selling my merch out the trunk to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817 242, 2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817
242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number and how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.